from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trent. Pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And they said just the other day, the Attorney General, we are looking at Russia. And I said, oh, no. It's Russia, Russia, Russia all over again. But they don't look at China, and they don't look at Iran. They look at Russia. I don't know what it is with poor Russia. That's very, very, but they, you know what? Russia would have never happened if I were president. Attacking Ukraine would have never happened.
Donald Trump earlier this week, and tonight at 9 on ABC and on KDK Radio, the great debate between former President Donald Trump and current Vice President Kamala Harris. And joining us this hour in the Big K Morning Show, our resident political analyst, Lenny McAllister. Lenny, good morning. Do you feel like game day?
Good morning, Larry. And I absolutely positively feel like it's game day.
How critical is this debate, do you believe, in determining potentially the outcome of this election?
It's very important because people are going to get 30-second sound bites. They're going to get, you know, speeches that are going to be self-contained, where the candidates are speaking through their base. This is one time where it's almost like a Super Bowl, back to the game analogy, Super Bowl environment. It's on a neutral field. And by the way, and this is something that hurt Joe Biden, this is what pushed him out of the race. This is one of the few times where you're going to have millions upon millions of people seeing the same exact thing at the same exact time. That's going to coalesce into a shared opinion one way or another that you don't get too many opportunities for. That's what makes things like tonight so important.
It's at the Convention Center in Philadelphia, by the way, once again making Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, along with Pennsylvania, so critical and important to this race.
What's interesting, because they're going to be speaking, as far as, again, I keep using the phrase movable middle. The movable middle is not in the city of Philadelphia, but the collar counties of Philadelphia, western Pennsylvania, the rest of the state in certain pockets, they're purple. They're going to be speaking ideally to those voters. So yes, they're in Philadelphia. It's not going to be that much of a toss-up in the city of Philadelphia, but the rest of our Commonwealth, absolutely.
We talked to Sam DeMarco, who is the chair of the Republican caucus, as you know, here in Allegheny County. And the hour before that, we talked to Sam Hans Grieco, who is the chair for the Democratic Party. And interesting to get their perspectives on what their anticipation is and what they would like to see from their candidates. So let's start there with you. If you were consulting Donald Trump, we've seen him many times in debates, what would you say? Mr. President, here's what you need to do tonight to really maximize this opportunity?
Stay on the economy, stay on inflation, stay on everyday kitchen table costs that have risen under the Biden administration, and stay on immigration, because those are the vulnerabilities that Kamala Harris has when it comes into coming into this general election. And furthermore, specifically the border, because that's the one that Donald Trump polls the highest on, where it's the biggest delta between Harris and Trump. But it's also something that everybody knows she was tasked specifically to address at the beginning of the Biden administration. And people have seen that fail. That is something that she can't say, well, President Biden said, no, you were supposed to be the person responsible for the border. We all heard the announcement in 2021. How has that turned out, Madam Vice President? And stick to that.
It's interesting how that turned. Of course, when Biden dropped out, then it was her fault. And you understand their strategy there. But they say, the Democrats, that it was Donald Trump that told the Republicans, don't vote for that legislation that would have shored up the border, knowing that this would be a key component on the platform.
That is a very good point. But if, again, going back to consulting Trump, the argument is, I hear that, but that's in 2024. Madam Vice President, you had 2021, 2022, and 2023 to fix the problem before we even got to 2024. What were you doing in the meanwhile while almost 10 million people came across the southern border illegally?
All right. When we come back, what would you tell Kamala Harris how to handle this opportunity in the debate tonight? We're with Lenny McAllister on the Big K Morning Show. Our conversation continues with our in-house political analyst, Lenny McAllister. So, Lenny, I ask you, if you were consulting Donald Trump in our previous segment, what you would advise him to do. Now, let's turn the tables. If you're on the Kamala Harris team, and they were all camped here over the weekend at the Westin William Penn downtown, what's the strategy you would advise?
Well, the first thing she could possibly say is something pithy along the lines of, you know, Mr. Former President, that you talk about all these things that we had to fix with the Biden-Harris administration. I should have come into the White House with a bucket and a mop, because there were so many messes that I had to clean up, from how you handled COVID to how you handled trade, with the trade war that we had prior to that, with the two impeachments that you had to deal with, that we had to clean up the mess. We had to regain trust in government. We had to get this economy on track to make sure that the economy didn't crash completely in 21 or 22 like it did in some other places. And we didn't hit recession like other countries had feared, which is why we've created more jobs over the course of our 3 years in office than you created over the course of your 3 years before COVID, which is why. And then go into it that way. Show that even the things that people are complaining about right now were a result of how COVID was handled and how trade was handled in 2019 going into 2020. They're going to have to show growth in the economy contrast to what actually happened in the Trump administration. And I bring it up all the time, and I haven't heard it enough from the Harris campaign yet. But the best 3 years of Trump before COVID do not match the best 3 years of Biden. As a matter of fact, Trump's best year in job creation is slightly, and I mean like maybe 6,000 jobs total, ahead of Biden's worst year of job creation. If you take that and bring the COVID crisis and tie it to inflation, it's very easy to say, we fixed what you broke and we can't have you break in America again.
Yet the, you know, continued theme is you've ruined America. Donald Trump called everybody on the Democratic side stupid leaders, the most stupid people they've ever had in government. I mean, those are his words, yep. Not mine. That clearly resonates with his base, because this country is split almost exactly down the middle as it was in 2020. So is there anybody that's going to be moved tonight to change where they already feel they belong?
Suburban women in Pennsylvania, young voters that usually don't come out, the disenchanted American that is feeling the economy but wants some stability again. Kamala Harris is going to need to talk to those folks. She's going to have to literally ignore the former president, look into the camera and say, I'm speaking to you all that are trying to figure out who to vote for. You're trying to vote for a president, not a soundbite. And this is what I can offer you as your next president and speak from that perspective. She has an opportunity from a nonverbal perspective to contrast herself with the Trump style, which is very blustering and can be chaotic sometimes. And if she shows an image of calm and of resoluteness, she has an opportunity to take the movable middle and say, you know what? I may not agree with every policy she has, but if she has split government like Bill Clinton had, maybe she'll go from being on the left to in the middle. And with split government, with Republicans controlling Congress and the Democrats maybe controlling the Senate, and she's in the White House, maybe we can finally get something done.
She's going to have to battle the Comrade Kamala label that they've stuck on her, that she's so radical, she's communist. Donald Trump has said that too, quote, communist. How does she fight back from being so far left in a lot of people's minds to say, I'm not that far left, or is she?
She's going to have to show a break between her past in California, because she's a California politician, where that's where she's lived. When she came into the Democratic primary in 2019, that's where she was running, to the far left. She's going to have to say something along the lines of, well, you know, since I became vice president, I've had an opportunity to speak to more Americans. I've been able to see different type of values. This is why, and here's how she talks to Pennsylvanians. This is why I've been able to evolve on my position on fracking. I understand the value economically of fracking. I understand the science better, which is why I have moved from my previous position on fracking to where I am now, which is I will not ban fracking. She's going to have to show a moderation of her views from being a career California politician, which is how, if I were the Trump campaign, that's how I'd paint her, to something that says I can be a president for all Americans, and this is how and this is why.
Do you like the fact they're going to mute the mics again?
If you're a Trump supporter, absolutely. If you're a Kamala Harris supporter, absolutely not. Because that crosstalk gives her an opportunity to contrast a resolute style with Donald Trump's style. But at the same time, Donald Trump, without hearing the crosstalk, gets an opportunity to kind of get underneath her skin while also not having everybody hear those jabs, if you will.
We're all used to them, though. I mean, we have been for a long time.
But what
you would think it would be the opposite.
We're used to them because, well, Larry, you got to remember, Donald Trump's been doing this since 2015.
Right.
The first debate, and I was there, it was in Cleveland in the summer of 2015. We have seen Donald Trump do this as a presidential figure, whether it's as a candidate or as a president, since 2015. Of course we're used to it. Now, there are some voters in America, believe it or not, that voted in their first election in 2016, and now they're having children, now they're buying homes, now they're in the workforce. These are people that's all they've seen. So it's baked into the cake, so there's a little bit of, yes, we expect it. So when you don't get it, it makes Donald Trump seem more like a traditional politician. And if that's the case, then the economic argument and the border policy argument plays to his advantage a lot stronger.
Most people don't know who Kamala Harris is. I mean, outside of maybe her name. And maybe. Because up until Joe Biden pulled out of the race, as most vice presidents are way in the background.
Yes.
And few people pay attention to what they're doing until now. Can she handle this hot light that's on her tonight?
It's a glamorous position. If you notice, and I brought this up to you previously, she's pulling just enough.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Fighter, the Obama playbook from 2008 to be able to be that shiny new candidate, that moving forward candidate, something that's inspiring, that gets people excited, while also being herself. That plays to her advantage very well. Donald Trump had that in 2016. Nobody really knew what a Trump presidency would look like. They do now. He is not seen as being the new candidate that breaks the mold. She is. She can play to that advantage, and that should work well for her if she plays it right in the debate tonight.
When you say, and we've heard, she needs to act presidential, what does that mean? How should she handle that? In this moment,
a steadiness in everything from nonverbal communication, how she stands, her facial expressions, to what she says, how she pivots, answering the question she wants to answer while also answering the question that she's given. Not getting into, look, and I brought this up on my own show, both candidates have a tendency to get into word salads. They will start talking to you about your shirt, and the next thing you know, they're talking about the trees outside, and the next thing you know, they're talking about Florida, and then there's someplace in Fiji.
Word salad.
You know, and they both have a tendency to do that. The one that does it less tonight, while also having a certain image and talking to certain policies, will win the debate. And from a Kamala Harris perspective, if she wins this debate, don't be shocked if she starts opening a small lead in Pennsylvania, where maybe 2 points. Which is enough to win.
Lenny McAllister, appreciate you coming in. More coming up. Let's check traffic. This is the Big K Morning Show. Tonight is the night. The debate live from Philadelphia, 9 o'clock from ABC. KDK Radio will cover it live. Our coverage begins at 6. Rob Pratt, Natalie Benzavenga, and our political analyst in the studio right now, Lenny McAllister. Lenny, you're looking forward to this evening just to see what happens tonight.
I do. And one of the things that I think is going to be interesting as well, Larry, is the it's kind of like sports. It really is. Who's going to commit more unforced errors? You know, both of them are going to treat it like boxing. You're looking for the opening before you can attack. And in 90 minutes, there's both plenty of opportunity to play defense and not do that. But there's also going to be plenty of opportunity for there to be the line that you remember. I mean, you remember Joe Biden stumbles, but there was a couple of times where Donald Trump, when Joe Biden stumbled in June, he knew the exact thing to say that was both, he was ready for it, so he was kind of prepared, but it wasn't a prepared line. And it just came out naturally. The unforced error is going to be what's key. And people may say, well, is that stumbling? Well, it could be stumbling, but it could also be if you're Kamala Harris. And like I said, she has a tendency, both of them do, to talk in word salads. You start talking about something you want to talk about, and then you drift into a topic that you don't want to talk about. You start talking about the economy and how well job creation is, and then you find your way talking about the southern border unintentionally. That's an unforced error. That gives Donald Trump an opportunity when they say, Mr. Former President, how would you like to respond to that? You have 60 seconds. He just goes in on the border for 60 seconds, and people forgot about your good answer for 30 seconds on the economy. Those are the type of things that will be interesting to see tonight. Who deals with those scenarios better?
And in that 90 minutes, let's not forget, at the end, there's a group of people sitting there wanting to fact check both parties. And then we should all take a breath and wait and then read what the fact checkers share with us in terms of what's real and what's just hyperbole.
And this is where I'm going to speak to voters, not just our wonderful Pittsburgh community and our listening audience. As a voter, I would not only recommend that you watch what the fact checkers say, but actually go read what was said, because it's very easy to get caught up in the moment, in the emotion of a live event. It's different to read what the candidate actually said, because that's what the fact checker is going to check. And then from there, make an analysis on. That's going to allow the voter to understand this is where this candidate actually is or is not. Some of these scenarios are going to play out where the candidate doesn't have a position. They have an answer to a question that isn't really an answer, and that might mean that it's a very thin or empty policy on something that might matter a lot to you as a voter.
How much do you think Roe versus Wade, that repeal, and the conversations that have been had since will certainly affect some women's vote, that's for sure, but how big an issue do you think it is overall?
It's interesting you bring this up, Larry, because this could be a really unique opportunity for Kamala Harris that Donald Trump's not going to be able to take advantage of. Donald Trump's position has been, I threw it back to the states. Everybody wanted it to be handled by the states, which isn't true. And everybody pretty much knows that. But from a Kamala Harris perspective, she's going to be able to say, look, in some of the most red states in the country, they put the issue of reproductive rights on the ballot. And guess what we found? People wanted it to lean more back towards what we had than what we have right now. We saw it in Kansas. We saw it in Ohio. Now, these are not exactly the bastions of liberalism like New York and California. So let's be clear. There's something, once again, that Donald Trump broke in America that people are now up in arms about that is now disjointed. Under a Harris administration, I would like to see us bring that more back into the fold. Now, I can't tell the Supreme Court what to do, but if we have a couple of retirements, I can nominate a justice that will get us back to what we had since 1973, not the disjointedness that we've had since the Trump administration.
Sidebar, Supreme Court. Joe Biden wants to create term limits potentially. They would be long limits, but term limits. Do you think the Supreme Court will come up tonight?
If somebody brings up Supreme Court term limits, it would be wise for them to expand it to Congress and Senate. Because if you're talking about just the Supreme Court, and this is specifically for Kamala Harris, it only comes across as you're trying to term limit justices you don't like because it's 6-3.
Right.
If you say instead, look, I think we have too many career politicians in Congress. I think we have too many career politicians in the Senate. I think that serving in American government is supposed to be a calling for a season, not a lifestyle for the rich and famous. If you take that approach, you can win the issue on the Supreme Court and win the issue elsewhere. And again, movable middle. Term limits polls well. It's just the people that would be voting for it, it's against their self-interest.
Correct. It's like telling Congress people to cut your salaries.
Don't vote for a race.
It's not going to happen.
Exactly.
All right, Lenny McAllister in studio with us on the Big K Morning Show. More coming up in next hour. We've got Lynn Hayes Freeland from Atlanta, who, by the way, was at that Steelers game.
He was at the Steelers game.
Yeah. Lenny McAllister has spent a lot of years in Chicago. You were there when Barack Obama was having his day and became president, two-term president. And I'm surprised we don't see more of him, though, just because of the importance of this election. And is this purposeful in some way?
In some way, but it's also his personality. I mean, he was always known as being a laid-back type of dude ever since his days before being a state senator. From the people that I worked with, people that had known him since he got elected back in 1996. So this is consistent with his personality type, to not to relish the spotlight while he's there, but also enjoy. He's a Hawaiian, so he's going to enjoy just kind of hanging out and hanging loose, and that's kind of what he's been doing. Plus, he's been making a lot of money doing it in the process. But if you think about it, he can't take up too much of the spotlight when the Republicans are saying that he's the puppeteer behind everything and behind him is George Soros. So the last thing you can do is be out campaigning a whole heck of a lot. And plus, by the way, just a little facetious joke. I mean, he once called Kamala Harris the best-looking senatorial candidate running for office that year, and he kind of got a look from Mrs. Obama when he said that years ago. So he has to be a little mindful of that statement as well. That was 10 years ago.
Well, who is better-looking, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris?
Oh, if you ask Donald Trump, he's definitely better-looking than the vice president.
Wait a minute. It was Donald Trump that questioned Obama's birthplace, right?
Yes.
This was before...
Yes.
He became president.
This was back in 13 and 14, somewhere in that time frame. And even 12.
So to be clear, did they ever find anything contrary to him being born in Hawaii?
No. I mean, remember the press conference. I mean, there was two things from the second term that people remember a lot. Is number one, the tan suit from Barack Obama. And number two was him showing the birth certificate, the quote-unquote long-form birth certificate.
Oh, my
The infamous
gosh.
Long-form birth certificate.
That Man, I forgot about that. So you just mentioned that. So tonight, this is it. Who do you think comes out with more likes than not based on their performance tonight?
I think both bases will be happy. I think the Democrats will have a sigh of relief and kind of look at President Biden and say, and that is why we needed you to leave, Mr. President. No offense, but you see what you didn't do in June. I think that the Trump campaign and Trump supporters will have certain attack lines that they're going to really gravitate to. I think for us, it's going to be key to see what the polling looks like in five states to see if the movable middle actually moved. Again, Georgia is a battleground state and it shouldn't be. North Carolina is a battleground state and it shouldn't be. Arizona, in some regards, is a battleground state and it shouldn't be. But if the polls in those three states, Pennsylvania and Nevada, starts opening up just a little bit going towards Harris, that should indicate to you that that movable middle thought that Harris did better at the debate. She is acting and being more of the presidential tone, tenor, and image that they're looking for in the White House. And maybe, and voters do this, Larry, they will make these type of concessions with themselves. And they did this with Trump in 2016. Well, if there's a Republican Congress, they'll put their reins around Trump and they'll be able to get stuff done. They might be saying about Harris, well, you know, if there's split Congress and Harris is there, maybe she'll moderate to the middle and maybe they'll get something done. It would be interesting to see what the polls indicate to see if the movable middle is making those type of evaluations as they move towards the polls.
Would you like to see more than one debate?
Yes.
So far, there is not another one scheduled, so it's tonight, ABC, and we will carry it in its entirety here on KDK with Lenny McAllister, Natalie Benzavenga, Rob Pratt, coming up at 6. Don't go away, though. I want to ask you about this Tyreek Hill, the Miami Dolphin arrested before the game. It's getting a lot of play today.
Yes, unfortunately.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.